This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman.
Brad Underwood.
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee. Let's go for a little ride.
Let's go! That's what we're talking about. Illinois-Baylor tonight, 9 o'clock tip. Indianapolis, Derek Piper is there. Talk all about it tomorrow. You heard from him in hour number one. Brad Sturdy, Orange and Blue News, is going to join us in hour number two as well. So we will talk to Brad about that. Isaac, can you bring me my sheet?
Yeah.
I was trying to do the, we were trying to do like our military, call things, which neither one of us are in the military, so we didn't do that very well. But so thank you on that. But yeah, we'll visit with Brad Sturdy, orangeandbluenews.com. We'll do that about 5:10. Get his thoughts on Illinois and Baylor tonight. And, of course, we'll give some predictions and such at around 5:30 and to close out the show for this game tonight, which will be awesome. I mean, Isaac, it's funny. I'm looking at the College of Aces text line here. Now, how nervous are you for this game?
I would say I'm about as nervous as we should be playing probably the best team in the country.
Are you nervous because you want Illinois to show up? I mean, in other words, is there any nerves about you thinking, are we good enough to be in this spot?
There are, because you haven't
been there in a while.
You haven't been there in a while, and all this offseason talk, I mean, the more that we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, the more national attention you get, the better you have
Big
to
time.
Be, and the more you have to show up. So, granted, this is Baylor, and they are a top-two team. I know KenPom has them at number one, so losing by a few points is not disappointing at all, but you just want so bad to win, and you obviously want to be on top and be the team that everybody's talking about. You don't want to... I'm just scared of being the team that people end up saying, well, we overestimated them, or okay, they shouldn't have been there.
See, and I wonder how many Illinois fans are kind of like you with regards to that, in the sense that you're definitely, you're excited for the game tonight. You can't wait for it. Obviously, it's been a long time for Illinois to play in a game like this, but I wonder how many of them are like, man, this is a prove-it game, and we've got to see that, and we'll see. On the College of Aces text line, 217 said, I have more butterflies for tonight's game than while in my annual business review presentation to the board today. Hashtag Nervous Nelly. So that's what kind of got me thinking about that. A 630 said, this reminds me of the Wake Forest-Illinois game in 04, but Illinois is playing the role of Wake. I don't get that. Because Wake was ranked number one in the country then.
So they were favored.
Yeah, so I would think you're almost doing about the same kind of thought with regards to both of these teams. In other words, that Baylor's the higher-ranked team like Wake Forest was back in 2004-05 season. So I don't understand that quite, what you mean by that, but we'll see. But we'll check it out, man. We'll check it out tonight, and we'll give it a go. So that's what we'll do. Okay, Brad Sturdy is going to join us here in just a second, but right now we're going to go to Andy. Andy from Premier Sound and Design. What's up, buddy?
Looking forward to that game tonight, buddy.
Oh, man. How fun is that going to be? Are you going to sit in your business? Because you've got about 58 TVs there. You could just sit there and watch it in, like, high def crazy.
You know what, buddy? You know what? Everybody asks, wow, you have such a great room. It's such a great place. Do you hang out here? And I'm like, well, even though it's really kind of cool, you don't want to hang out at work.
No,
after work.
No.
You know what I mean? You just can't. So even though I got, like, you know, like you said, 50 TVs and 85-inch TVs and all these TVs, you really can't just sit there and kind of sit at work. It's kind of hard to do. We used to do that kind of a long time ago, but now we got kids.
Right. We got ball games we got to get to, all that stuff. Isn't that crazy, by the way, Andy, with this summer, you know, the baseball games not being played? I mean, how strange was that for you as a father? It was weird for me.
It was crazy, you know, and you and I are similar, have kids the same age, yep. going to the baseball, basketball games. And you know what? I look at it as, you know, more of not necessarily the competition of just spending time with the kids, right? I mean,
right.
you and I just,
Amen.
Sitting, honestly, just sitting in the outfield watching our kids, it kind of gives me chills. I know it's kind of cheap. It does. Just sitting in the outfield watching our kids play ball and just kind of enjoying the summer. I kind of miss that. Forget the winning and losing. Just
right.
kind of getting out there. You just kind of lose track and you forget just getting out of the house and getting
yes.
onto a ball field and just having fun interacting, you and I and
yep.
all the parents and
Amen.
And watching our kids. You know what I mean? I miss that.
It's
so
awesome.
Much. I'm sure you do too.
Going out to eat after and visiting with your son and everybody else. I mean, it's wonderful. All right. Speaking of TV, Sony is getting her done when it comes to that. I assume do you still have any left? I know you've been selling them like crazy.
So it is kind of funny. We are really, really low. We don't have very many left. We don't.
Good problem to have, I guess.
It is a great problem to have, Juan. It's just so fortunate how busy we've been. Again, want to reiterate that we'll always match and beat Best Buy with
That's
a locally
huge.
Owned, operated. We sell them, we service them, we deliver them, we set them up, we do it all. And I got to beat the Best Buys and the Amazons and Sony TVs and Samsung are our two major brands. So we'll come out and, of course, take care of everything. We have sound bars that can go along with that. We do surround sound in the home theaters, selling home theaters like crazy right
awesome.
Now. Again, people stuck in the house.
Yeah.
So, you know, besides the big screens and the flat screens, which pricing right now has just been, it's truly, you've never had a bigger TV at a better price with better picture quality and more features in the history of television. It just hasn't happened. So with all of that perfect storm, pricing, features, quality, size, it really is the right time to buy a TV, a Sony TV.
Yeah, and check them out. That is premier sound and design. Andy, I know you're over on, where are we at now? On
Prospect and Bradley.
My gosh.
Prospect and Bradley. You got to come see me again.
I know.
You're too busy in Florida, Lon. You got to come see me.
I do need to make a trip. I haven't been to that side of town in a while. I need to get over there and say hi. I promise I will soon.
Come over and see me, buddy, and we'll chat.
All right, my friend. And how do they get a hold of you in terms of the phone number, my friend?
Sure, 355-5300. They could come see us at any time, and we'd love to take care of them.
Awesome. You've got it all, Andy. Thank you, sir. We'll do it again soon.
Go Illini. Have a great
Amen,
one.
Amen, buddy. Good call there on Go Illini. That is Andy from Premier Sound and Design. They take care of you. And, you know, I'm glad he brought that up about Amazon. Yeah, Amazon brings it to your house, but so does Andy. So does Premier Sound and Design. And here's what Amazon doesn't do. They don't come into your house and set it up. And, of course, these guys can do that. And, of course, with the COVID, they'll be careful with all that stuff. So make sure you give them a shot. It's a local business, and we're all about supporting local. Brad Sturdy joins us now, Orange and Blue News. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm local, too, so you can support me.
You're more that Springfield area, so you're kind of, you know, you're way west of us.
Yeah, way in the west. Yeah, no, I'm in Indy today, though. So
exactly. Hey, how excited are you for this game? I was just asking Isaac, who's a little bit nervous. Isaac Ambrose is with me today. He's a little bit nervous for this game. And I said, are you nervous because you're worried that Illinois won't show up and they're not ready for this kind of a game? And I think there is a little bit of that thinking. But, I mean, how excited are you, Brad? I know you can't be a fan of the team, let's say. I mean, you got to cover the team. But how excited are you that Illinois is going to come out and show up tonight?
Oh, it's exciting. I mean, this is what it's all about. I mean, this is why, you know, I.O. mentioned it the other day. That's why I came to Illinois, playing games like this. You know, your top two, number two team, number five team, going head-to-head, neutral site. This would be fantastic. How great would this be if there were fans in attendance?
Oh.
I mean, this would be like, it would be electric tonight. And you know, in being in Indianapolis, do you realize what the crowd would be like
oh my.
For Illinois
oh.
tonight? It would be crazy. I mean, so I'm excited. And you know, I had an option, you know, probably could have, I'm sure there are some media who just chose to watch at home because you really can't, our interviews or Zooms and things like that. Sure. They're not necessarily interacting, but I just want to see it. I just want to be, you know, front and center, watch it, see it, you know, take in the sideline action. You know, I'm excited, you know, so it will be fun. And you know, just kind of see how they do. I mean, Baylor is probably, I mean, last year they may have been the best half-court defensive team in the country. Mm-hmm. When you look at, like, synergy and you look at their statistics. So this is going to be a battle. I mean, you know, when it becomes a half-court game, how does Illinois score? Can they consistently do that? And so it's going to be fun to see what they do in a big game. And you know, I don't think they're going to need – I felt like the other day against Ohio was one of those games. Third game, third 3 days, felt like they were the better team, you know, thought they could always turn it on. I don't think they feel like that. I think the energy has been great in practice the last few days. So they're ready to roll.
I love it. And, you know, Brad, I mentioned, and again, I'll gladly take a 20-point Illinois win and they jump out to a big lead and not have any problems. But I said one of the things I'm anxious to see tonight is if this team, Baylor, can, if they come out and kind of punch Illinois in the face, let's say they go on a, you know, tied at six, they go on a 10-0 run, or, you know, it's 11-11, next thing you know, it's 22-11. If that happens, it will be interesting for me to see how Illinois responds, because we know the IO, we know the Kofi, we know DeMonte and Trent, but you know guys like Adam Miller, Andre Curbelo, some of these guys maybe aren't used to the bright lights just yet when it comes to college. So that will be something that I'll watch tonight to see if Baylor kind of does a little bit of a run like that, how does Illinois respond?
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch. I think you're one thing, and you mentioned a good point, you know, last year, you remember how many times like an Andres Feliz would make a play to kind of bail him out in a situation. Maybe it wasn't pretty, you know, he hits the basket, find a way, or steal a ball and put it back in, you know, on the, you know, on a rebound, just toughness plays. And those, so can we do that? I mean, you know, like a guy like Adam Miller has got all the tools, you know, he's 6'4", he can shoot the ball extremely well from the perimeter. He's got the body for it, but can he make those little plays, you know, to kind of replace what Feliz brought to the team? Can Curbelo do that kind of stuff? So, It's gonna be fun to watch and see how those guys step up, because it's really easy to play when things are going your way. I mean, I thought Wednesday it turns out, you know, you look back, North Carolina A&T probably isn't as bad as Illinois made them look that day, and I thought Illinois was just fantastic that one game, and then I didn't think they were very good the next two games, to be honest. They made some plays against Ohio down the stretch, but I didn't think they played very well. You know, I thought that first game. So I think hopefully we'll see the Illinois that we saw on Wednesday, and then I think it's going to be a great game, and they have a chance to pull it out.
What did you learn, Brad, from those three? Now, obviously, a game against Baylor, the second-ranked team in the country, or when Duke rolls around next week, you're going to learn a lot more about this Illinois team, but, you know, you couldn't really learn much in the first two games. Those teams are not very good, but that Ohio game, you know, I talk about getting punched in the face. They did a pretty good job, maybe not of ripping on a big road, but or a big roll in terms of scoring, but they were constantly ahead of you for a lot of that second half. So what did you kind of, what are some of the things, like for instance for me, Grandison, I need to see more out of him. You know, I mean, that's a kid that I thought maybe would be able to help us a little more. And by the time the season rolls into, you know, 2021, maybe he will. What are some of the things that you noticed from those three games that you kind of picked up about this team?
Okay, so when I was looking defensively, you see what Ohio was trying to do attacking-wise. They were going to attack DeMonte in the post with the bigger four-man. And then they were going to when Georgie was in the game, they brought him out and he stretched the floor. They ran a lot of ball screens, put Kofi in ball screen situations. When there was Kofi and when it was Georgie in the ball screens, then they would go to the four man posting up against DeMonte. So these were they had a game plan. I mean, they basically ran and everything ran through their point guard. So I think you see things like that defensively. I thought offensively, Illinois in the half court, there were times when they were a little stagnant, didn't get as much movement. The ball didn't swing. They didn't move the ball. I thought the one thing that I noticed was I think it was so easy those first two games that the third game on Friday, the ball stuck a little bit, but also the ball did the extra pass wasn't being made. It was like a guy took a quick shot from three because he was kind of open, but he could have made the next pass or he could have got a better shot. And so I felt like they were just because it was so easy those first 2 days, we saw that. And then down the stretch, you see that, you know, those guys weren't afraid. I love that DeMonte Williams wasn't afraid to step up and shoot that three. I love that Trent Frazier wasn't afraid to step in and shoot that three. And of course, we know Io is the closer. What I want to see now, I want to see Kofi be a little bit better. I mean, his numbers look great. I mean, you look at his numbers, he's double-double man, and he's right. did all these things. But I felt like he fumbled a lot of passes. I think there were a lot of situations offensively where he didn't finish around the rim where he could have. He didn't score as well with his back to the basket as he can. I'm not knocking him. I mean, he's a fantastic player. But at the same time, I think there's more in him than what he showed those three games. And that tells you how much talent he has, because when you can, you're averaging a double-double and you still want, everybody wants more from you. But I think there's more in him.
Again, Brad Sturdy joining us. You can follow him on Twitter at Sturdy32. Brad, Jared Butler is obviously a
good.
as simple to put it as that.
Good.
He's on the Wooden Award watch list along with Io. And I don't know if it's possible to completely stop him, but for Illinois to get in his head and to limit him, let's say that, what are the Illini guards going to have to do to get in Butler's way and keep him from going off for a big game?
Yeah, I think he's different. I mean, he's similar to the Preston kid from Ohio in that he can create offense for himself off that ball screen. Butler is very good. If you look at his statistics, he is one of the best guys at scoring off a ball screen himself. I think he was in the top 8% in the country in his efficiency scoring off ball screens and for himself. Now where they went down a little bit was when the ball screen action went to the roll man, where it was ball screen kick out and you were able to close out a little bit. So when they run the ball screen action, he is so good at finding lanes and getting in there. So you have to make sure they're going to have to fight through that. You can't go under that because he's going to be able to knock that shot down, but you got to fight through. There's got to be help, and there's going to have to be, they can rotate a little more than what they did against Ohio. I think they're going to have to, even though Baylor does shoot the ball well from three,
sure.
I think they're going to have to change it. They've got a guy they can help off. Baylor usually has two guys who are pretty much non-shooters on the floor. So that's going to be a key coming off him. So I think you got to make him make other guys beat you. And then at the same time, but then you got to rebound, because Baylor, right. These are the two of the top three rebounding teams in the country. I mean, I think Illinois is like first in offensive and defensive rebounding efficiency. Baylor's like third and fourth. So, I mean, this is like a battle. They're going to throw it up and go get it. And that's how these teams score a lot, is offensive glass. And so it'll be very fun to watch to see who wins this kind of cat and mouse game, because when Butler comes off those ball screens, he can just get it up on the rim, and he's got guys who can go get it and attack the glass. Well, Illinois's got guys who can rebound pretty well as well. So it's going to be fun to watch and see how the cat and mouse and the X's nose work out between the two sides.
I agree. It's going to be a fun one to watch when it comes to that. And I was going to ask you that. We talked a little bit in the first hour about how Illinois didn't really help out against when they played Ohio on that pick and roll. They kind of let the guard just basically get back to where he was, and it cost him a couple of times. I would think tonight, if I'm Brad Underwood and this staff, I want the ball out of Butler's hands. And I know what you said. You can throw it up to the rim. He's a guy that can get assists. There's no doubt about that. But do you think maybe they attack that high ball screen, if you will, a little bit different if Baylor's going to do that? Or the pick and roll, do you kind of just basically do what you can to get the ball out of his hand?
No question. I think it depends where the ball screen happens. They're going to defend it differently depending on where it is on the floor, whether it's right side, left side ball screens. Butler's best when it's a high ball screen at the top. That's his best. That's when he plays the best. He enjoys that. He's got more room. He can go both sides. I think Illinois wants to get him on a side. They may even force him away from the. They may force him away from the ball screen. I could see them doing that, where they get on top of him and force him, away from the ball screen and make him, take it away. And that would be interesting to see how they play that. I think there's going to be situations, and they may change it up the way they covered that stuff as well. So
right.
The coverages may change as the game goes on, as they make adjustments. But, yeah, I don't want him beating you. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And it's the same thing for Illinois. I always wonder, how does Ohio – Ohio, I thought, had a great game plan against Illinois. But how do you pressure and let Io get the ball going downhill with 7 seconds
Amen.
To go in the game? All the things like, hey, you did a great job coaching, and then 7 seconds ago you went brain dead and said, hey, we'll just let him get the ball.
That's so true.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, put four guys over here and make somebody else beat me.
Amen.
I don't know.
Now, Brad, obviously stopping Io is what the Bears want to do, and I think anybody could watch the game for 5 seconds and say, just stop that guy, and you have a good chance to win the game. Besides stopping Io, what do you think the Baylor coaches are talking about in the film room? What's going to be Illinois' kryptonite if you can't say the words Io DeSumo?
Well, I think they don't want Kofi to dominate on the offensive glass. They got to do a good job of keeping him off the glass. And that's the hard part. If Io is able to get to the rim, then if you help off Kofi, then you've got a 7 foot, 285 pound guy come crashing a glass. So even if I would just get it up there, you can go for the block, but if you don't get it, you got a guy who can, put it down. Kofi's a great offensive rebounder.
Exactly.
And so that's your question. Like, I think their problem is going to be making sure that they're going to try and make him make tough decisions, make him give the ball up, kick it out, and make those guys, and then run. They're going to run Trent and Adam Miller off the line. That's what I would do. I mean, I would make those other guys, and DeMonte, if DeMonte Williams keeps shooting 60% from three, Illinois is really hard to guard.
Right.
So that's kind of, you got to pick your poison a little bit. So I think it'll be very interesting to see how they play that. That's their concern. I think they have to make sure that they don't let Kofi crash the offensive glass when DeMonte, because, they're going to try and make Io go. And I think the other thing you try and do is you make Io go left. And you've seen this year, he's made that adjustment.
He's
so much better and explosive going to his left now that you can't just sit on his right hand anymore. And so I think that's the biggest step he's made.
Brad Storty, last one for you. I can't dislike Baylor yet. Like, Illinois 3-0 all time against Baylor. How many minutes into this game am I going to hate Baylor, you think?
I mean, I don't know. You just give it 30 seconds or so. They'll do something, their center actually was a guy who officially visited Illinois. So there's your Flo Tamba.
I knew it.
He was the guy who visited Illinois. So there you go. You got a guy. You can hate him for that. He chose Baylor.
I knew Brad Storty. Yep. Yeah. I knew you'd come through with something for me, and I love it. Brad Storty, Orange and Blue News. I can hear, and I mean when I say this, I can hear the excitement in your voice about this game tonight. I just hope you can stay up, because you and I are the same age, I think, and good luck with that. But I guess you'll be there, so that'll help.
Yeah, it'll be hard to fall asleep in the arena, I think. I think it'll be a few, but I don't think they give chairs won't be comfortable enough to fall asleep, so I'll be good.
There you go. They'll wake you up. Kent Brown will wake you up. At Sturdy32, that's where he is on Twitter, at Sturdy32. Brad, have a good time tonight, buddy. Be safe coming home.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, that is Brad Storty. Good stuff. We haven't talked to Brad in a long time, and it's not a secret. Brad works for Rivals, Orange and Blue News, and Derek, of course, works for 24/7. That's Illini Inquirer. So, kind of their rivals, if you will, a little bit. But of course, we're all friends.
We're all Illini family.
Absolutely. And Brad Sturdy's been with us since the early days of the Tay and Jay show. So we talked about that today. And Piper even said, man, let's preview the heck out of this thing. Get as many guys as you can on. I tried to get Sean Harrington to come on with us as well. He could not do it tonight. But Sean is going to join us next Wednesday after the Duke game. The Duke game, of course, will be Tuesday night, next Tuesday. And it's one of those situations where I tried to figure out, okay, do we want Sean before the Duke game or do we want him after? I'd rather get him after to react to it, and we'll see what happens, because we're going to know a lot more in, the UT-Martin game in the middle, we're not going to probably learn a lot from, but in the next three games, when these next three games are done, we'll know a lot more and I wonder if we'll have a little bit of a different feeling about this Illinois team. I think all of us think that this team has a shot at winning the Big Ten title, and they do. And has a shot of being a Final Four team, and they do. But you wonder now, after tonight, after Tuesday, what your feeling will be. Will it be, definitely we're a Final Four team? Or will it be, we've got some work to do yet to make it and to make that much of an impact in March? It'll be interesting. But when you're ranked fifth in the country, there's something you're doing right.
And you can't really tell much after the first three games of the season. I mean, the Ohio game proves you have weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to guard guys like Preston. But in a week, we'll see Baylor a little, hopefully, just a warm-up game for Duke on Saturday against UT Martin. And then Duke. So two top 10 teams you get to play. So in the next 7 days, we will know a lot more about this Illinois team.
Sure.
We will know. And again, if you lose both of those, the season's not over. You're not completely unlegit. But it would be a lot nicer if you could at least get one of those and feel that and make the national media know that they were right. You were back to the top, and you might not be impeccable, but you belong to be in the top 10 playing on national TV, the primetime slot on ESPN.
Amen. If primetime's 9 p.m.,
yeah, that's past prime time.
For somebody like me, that's way past prime time. I love it. 3-0 Illinois going up against 2-0 Baylor tonight, 9 p.m. tip. in Indianapolis. That game is on ESPN. It'll be fun, fun, fun. All right, we're going to take a break. Trevor Valise is actually going to work today. Well, work the radio.
Yeah.
He's been working like a crazy man, a madman running around all over. He just gave me the number one sign, too.
Told you were number one.
Yeah, he told me I'm the best, I guess is what he did there. He'll join us next. We'll preview some more of Illinois-Baylor. We'll even give our predictions.
Let's do it.
And if you want to weigh in, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. Let's hear your predictions on Illinois and Baylor. It is The Drive.
What are they doing at Sarah Champagne? Ben Quattrone and Jen Falcon want me to tell you that Sarah Honda Service is offering express service, which will include oil change and tire rotation for $39? What? Sarah Honda Champagne offering express service, which includes oil change and tire rotation for $39. You need to call them right now, 356-0303, or go to sarahhondachampagne.com. That's 356-0303, or go to sarahhondachampagne.com.
Green Street Realty is excited to share details about some of their newest properties. At 1007 West University, it's The Den. Close to the engineering quad, these all-inclusive units feature high-end finishes. At 309 East Springfield, Icon boasts a great campus location within walking distance to the grocery store and featuring a huge rooftop amenity deck. Check out View at 711 South 4th Street, featuring an on-site fitness center and a prime campus location. And don't miss 200 Vine Street, Urbana's hottest new location close to downtown. For more information on all these great units, visit greenstreetrealty.com.
Hey everybody, it's Jay Lehman, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you need a mortgage? Do you need to refinance? Are you looking to buy a house? As a real estate professional, I love to use Mulder Financial Group. Mulder Financial Group helps me get the best rate for my home and for my clients. You can find them at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
And MLS number 227034. Mulder Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
It's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck! It's two professional movers! Wow! I got two men in a truck for Christmas! Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own! This is the best Christmas ever!
Get your holidays moving stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
Winter. I don't like it. All the jeans and hoodies, they double my laundry size. They double my workload. I'm not having it.
You need a large capacity Electrolux front load washer from Dick Van Dyke Appliance Works.
I had a front loader before. Crying out loud, vibrated the whole house.
Electrolux is top rated for least vibration or your money back.
Do I have to buy those super duper expensive pedestal bases?
Pedestals are buy one get one free for a limited time.
That's a $320 value.
It's a crazy good deal. Pick your color, white or sparkling titanium. Electrolux accepts pods. Fast 15-minute wash cycle and a water heater that annihilates harmful bacteria. And our free 10-year protection plan.
Great! Will it fold my laundry?
It sure does not.
No problem. That's what my kits are for.
Wow!
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
I'm Diane Ducey. Boy, you can really peck on the pounds when you're quarantining and staying home so much and the holiday season is upon us. Turn your life around. Start a healthy lifestyle and get a coach from Profile by Sanford to help you lose the weight. Profile by Sanford has a solution that works, developed by doctors and researchers. It's your year. Start now. Get a free consultation. Visit profileplan.com and tell them Diane sent you. Set up a free consultation. That's profileplan.com.
And now a poem from John Marshall, owner of PR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
It was a week before Christmas, Dad shaking his head, for he had just realized the car's battery was dead. I heard him exclaim that the car would not run, so he was going to call 367-9481. Quick as a flash, and after the tow, all that remained were tracks in the snow. Finally, the phone rings, and I hear such a chatter. It was the folks at PDR telling Dad what was the matter. They put in a new battery, now it's charging just right. The oil was good and that wheels were all tight. I could not hear the last words that they said. Only my father's yes, he would keep Christ in Christmas, smiling while nodding his head.
For all your automotive needs, contact PDR Automotive at 367-9481. That's 217-367-9481. Or visit their website, pdrauto.com. That's pdrauto.com.
This is Steve from Good Vibes. Sony invented a new kind of TV in 2007. It was called OLED. It was small, expensive, used in the broadcast, movie, and medical field. Strictly professional. Fast forward 13 years and behold the Sony Master OLEDs. Completely proven technology, now priced for consumers, and quite simply the best, most accurate TV picture on the market. OLEDs have better contrast, wider viewing angles, superior black level, and inherently less motion artifacts than conventional LED TVs. The Sony Master Series OLED has the best of everything Sony can produce. The fastest processor, the richest and most accurate color, effortless streaming, fast input for gaming, and a unique audio system that doesn't need a soundbar. Movies, sports, and games all look better on the Sony Master OLED than on any other TV. And thanks to holiday deals, the 65-inch Master OLED is on sale for $24.99 through November, and Good Vibes, your local Sony dealer since 1972, has them in stock and will deliver to your door free in the local area.
Piper Lante. Trevor Belise is joining us.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I had a lot to do today, but
yeah, you
finally
did.
Getting around to this portion of my job.
I love it. And Isaac Ambrose has filled in.
Appreciate
admirably.
It, Isaac.
Yeah, Trevor today. And I flipped seats, so.
And you would not get, he's like the top dog now. He wouldn't get out of the big seat.
Yeah, I actually asked him during the commercial break if I could please sit there.
And he said
and he
no.
Said no.
He didn't even say anything.
He didn't call seat check, so nice spot.
Steelers, by the way, up 19-14 on Baltimore with 2 minutes to play roughly in this game, this rare Wednesday afternoon. Has there ever been a Wednesday afternoon NFL game? I would assume no.
Probably like 1917 or 1937 or something.
The same week that Illinois played the Chicago YMCA in football.
Why did the Steelers say that they got totally gypped and it was BS?
They for a franchise that does everything right and wins all the time, they whine. And it's, you know,
I know
say
I'm
that
feeding into your hatred.
You are, because I mean, hate them.
Essentially, they pushed back the game 5 or 6 days because the Ravens had a legit outbreak.
Now, here's where Pittsburgh does have an issue. Now, Baltimore, they're going to push them to the Monday night game against the Cowboys, so they get a little bit extra rest. Well, the Steelers have to play Sunday, I think, right?
Well, no, they moved that game back, too.
Oh, they did?
They were going to play Washington on Sunday, and I think they bumped it to Monday.
Oh, well, then, I don't know.
My point is simply, like, they have no control of this situation.
Right.
The Ravens had an outbreak. This wasn't one guy, and it was sort of murky waters like the Ohio State thing, and they decided to call it. Like
exactly.
They had so many people get it that it was unsafe to play. And then you've got like Juju and these guys tweeting, this is BS. They just don't want to see us. Well, no. They half their team has COVID. Like, this has nothing to do with you.
And why would you want to play the guys? You know, I mean,
this has nothing to do with you, Steelers.
That's exactly right. But that's, I don't know. That's how I look at them. All right, Illinois-Baylor tonight. Derek Piper and all the media caught up with Io DeSumo earlier this week, and Derek asked him, you know, this is a chance here to play the number two team in the country. Here's what Io had to say about that.
Definitely. I mean, that's my whole message to the team. You know, we have a huge opportunity in front of us. You know, we have an opportunity where we can go take what's ours. We can, you know, put the whole country on notice and take what we want, take what we need. You know, we want to be higher. We believe we're the best team in the country, and it's tomorrow, ESPN in front of the whole world.
Thanks, Io.
That is Io talking about playing Baylor, the second-ranked team in the country, and that game is tonight. I want to ask Trevor. I asked Isaac. Trevor, are you nervous at all going into this game? I have zero feeling going into this thing. Is that weird?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. First of all, I think people need to stop complaining about it being late. Just get over it.
It's late.
This is a top five matchup and likely the best game in 15 years. What? If you can't open your eyes past 10 p.m., then I'm...
It could be later. I mean, we could be living in Indiana.
Well, that's true. That's exactly... Well, and Derek did say it's over 5,000 days since you've had a game like this.
I mean, spoken like a true night owl, which I am.
Right.
But I just get over it, okay? Your team is playing, and you're just going to watch, and no one's going to complain. When they were playing Maui, the games didn't even start till midnight a few years ago. So just... Stop.
That's a good point. Hey, Lindy, by the way, on the College of Aces text line. And by the way, the College of Aces, you want to give them a shot. They are one of our key sponsors, and I cannot grab.
In fact, they're more than meets the eye.
Thank you.
You can visit them online at aces.illinois.edu more than meets the eye opportunity.
You saw me in here just trying. You know what I felt like there? I was trying to reach it. I felt like, do you guys fish at all?
Sometimes.
So when you catch a fish and you take it off the hook and they're just so slimy and they'll wiggle away from you, they fall down in the boat, you try to grab it, it flies away again. It's like, come on! But it's like he's trying to live.
Yeah, and they're not really moving, and then it's almost like they see their opportunity and they squirm off.
They're tricky. They're tricky.
Yeah. Or it's like they want to live.
Yeah, right.
Who'd have thought?
Or they wait until, you know, you're almost by that hook, and then they make that little move, and it's like, poof, that hook goes into you. Lindy, though, on the College of Aces text line said, 2012, there was a Wednesday game because of the Democratic National Convention. So I did not know that. Good call. Good call, Lindy. Also, Lindy sent in a prediction for tonight. Don't be this. I mean, I'll take the victory, Lindy, but... This means I would be up until, like, after midnight. He says triple overtime, Illinois 98-97 over Baylor. Miller hits two free throws with 14 seconds on the clock, or .14, on the clock to win it. Wade on the College of Aces text line, 74-72 Illinois, Io Dagger. How cool would that be? And then Sean feels good, 78-69 Illinois winning comfortably. I'll ask you guys this. Io, like Derek had talked about early on, this is a chance for Io, a guy that is not listed on ESPN's two-round mock draft, or first round at least, mock draft for this next year in the NBA. This is a chance for him to get on the ESPN and really show the world what he's made of. Wouldn't it be incredible if he just had a 30-point game and knocked down a game winner at the end?
Oh, yeah, I'd be totally okay with Io just completely stepping up like he did against Penn State last year. If you remember, not that many people played that well last year at Penn State except for Io, and he came away with the win. So I'd be totally okay with that. And if it sends Io into that lottery position for the NBA draft next year, that would just be awesome. You hope the best for him. So, and we know how good he is, and we know Io's a lot better than most of the guys that got drafted in this past draft. I think we can all agree on that. So let's hope for the best for Io and hope the NBA scouts are watching.
And, of course, I read some stats from Derek Piper on Illini Inquirer earlier, and he mentioned the last time Illinois played in a top five battle during the regular season was, of course, that December 1, 2004 game when the fifth-ranked Illini by 18 points beat number one Wake Forest here in Champaign. But Trevor, they've never beaten a number two team, or the last time, I'm sorry, they beat a number two team in the country, 1964. We've got to update a stat tonight.
That's been a long time.
Woo!
I was thinking, you were talking about like the most meaningful game since.
Yes.
There was a game in, I think, 2013
with Indiana, number one Indiana, no?
Well, but see, that was the meaningful outcome because Tyler Griffey hit the buzzer.
Good call.
But you were 2-7 in the Big Ten going into that game, so I don't think anybody expected that to happen.
Fair.
I don't think it was that year, or maybe it was earlier that year. You had number 10 Illinois and number 8 Minnesota after Brandon Paul did his heroics at Gonzaga. I think you were like 13-1. Trevor Mbakwe in Minnesota were like 12-1. You ended up losing that game by 5. You opened the game by posterizing Mbakwe, what Brandon Paul did.
That's right.
I would argue that that's the last time I felt like, you know, because Illinois was 10th, Minnesota was 8th. Whoever won that game was probably going to be in the top five. That's the last time I felt that meaningful before a game.
That makes sense.
Do you remember, Trevor, that poster, Brandon Paul posterizing Mbakwe? The bucket counted, but it was an offensive foul,
if I remember correctly. They called it like a charge.
Oh,
but
really?
The bucket counted.
See, I don't even remember
it
that.
It was very weird.
How could I not remember that? Trevor, what are you expecting out of Illinois tonight? What are you hoping to see? I said... And believe me, again, when I say this, I feel like people are going to rip me for it. I hope Illinois comes out and gets a 10-point lead and wins by 20, and there's never a doubt. That's what I'd love to have. But in a weird way, I'd like to see Baylor punch us in the face, not literally, you know, with a 10-0 run, let's say, at some point, and then see kind of how this team reacts to it. What are some of the things you're looking forward to tonight in this game?
I mean, I would have said that, except aren't we arguing that Ohio was the punch in the face that you needed to get ready for this?
They just stayed with you.
Right.
Does that make sense? I mean, they just stayed with you and stayed ahead of you, to their credit, in that second half. But I'm talking about Baylor comes out, goes on a 10-0 run.
Sure.
And you're like, oh, crap.
Speaking of that Gonzaga game that you ended up winning, I think Gonzaga came out 10-0, and Gross called a timeout like 2 minutes in.
John Gross.
Which, yeah, our buddy John Gross. I wonder how Akron's doing.
You know what?
Next question. On Akron throughout the season.
Yeah.
In any case, I think it would be actually better if Baylor literally punched you in the mouth.
Yeah.
Because then they'd get ejected from the game depending on who punched you.
By the way, the Steelers just got a close call on a where they spotted the ball. This is Pittsburgh Steelers. This is your world. We're just living in it.
And Baltimore is about to be 6-5.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They feel like a pretty fake 11-0, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, that's great that they're 11-0, but
they do everything right.
Anyways.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
I don't know that I agree that, like, I think it would be a healthy thing to have Baylor come out that's and just be up 12-0 at the first media timeout. I'm a little
right where we want him.
I'm a little worried. Maybe this is just the skittish Illini fan in me who's seen this heartbreak too many times.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be too macro with this. Like, if you lose tonight, it's not heartbreak.
No.
In fact, you literally get another shot against the top 10 team in, like, 6 days. So it's not the end of the world. It's almost a win-win.
Yeah.
In the sense that either you win the game, and then it's like, holy crap, if Baylor's the best team in the country and you just beat them on a neutral court, like, how good are you?
Exactly.
But if you lose, as long as you don't lose by 20.
Sure.
I don't really think you can walk away from that going, like, unless something devastating happened injury-wise or something, I don't really think you're walking away from tonight if Baylor wins 78-70 going, well, this changes my outlook on this season.
Exactly.
You know, and it's not going to hurt you resume-wise, because I legitimately think Baylor might have a chance to finish the season as the best team in college basketball.
I'm with you.
They are so deep, and they are so veteran, and they are so talented that it just worries me a little bit. You know, what's it going to look like when Baylor's still got an NBA prospect on the court and Io's getting a blow and suddenly it's up to Georgie to guard him?
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
You know, and I don't think it's it's fun that we're kind of getting into the nitpick weaknesses, because it isn't a giant weakness. It isn't a giant mismatch. So it's kind of fun to look at the X's and O's and really get nitty gritty with it. As you say,
I wish we
could do more often.
Amen.
Get nitty gritty with stuff.
Amen.
So it just worries me a little bit that their strength or your weakness in the sense that they are lanky, they are athletic, they are positionless, and they are deep.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I'm not saying that I think you hold the ultimate trump card in Io.
Right.
Because I think he's actually the best player on the court either side.
And Kofi.
Arguably.
I mean, a little bit of Kofi, because, well, like you said, they're positionless. And part of that is they're not very big.
Kofi should take Flo Thamba's lunch money and sit him down.
Exactly.
I mean, he really should.
Yep.
I just think that, and I think I emailed or texted you this, or texted somebody this, the Baylor 24/7 guy said they have like 4 75% IOs, and Illinois has 100% IO.
Wow.
So the question is, does Baylor's overall quality, or I'm sorry, does Baylor's overall quantity trump your quality in IO? I just think you're going to need to have a really good game from somebody else.
That makes sense.
And if Kofi's that guy and he gets 18 and 12 or something, then there you go.
There you go.
Or if Adam comes out and scores 20 again, then there you go. But I just would start, I guess I'd be worried maybe macro if it's just Io scores 32, everyone else scores 8, and you lose by 10.
That's a good point.
And it's just like, that's great, and it's awesome, and I love, and I'm not going to take advantage or take for granted Io.
Right.
But I just want it to be more like Baylor, where he can hit you from here, 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 instead of just, here's Io, and you got to key in on him.
That's fair. I like that. I like that breakdown.
So would you rather have one Bud Light or three Bush Lights?
Oh.
What sets up for a better night?
Probably.
That's essentially one Io versus three.
Yeah, I'd probably have
75%.
Three Bush Lights, probably.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it'd take me a little longer.
Yeah, it'll last you about.
Get me through the first 10
That's
minutes.
A good comp. Right
I think
there.
That is a good comp, yeah.
The only thing we don't want to see, and like Trevor was saying, it's a win-win, as long as it's not a blowout loss by Baylor, which I don't think we're going to see, but if you come within 10, then everything above that is a win for me.
Okay.
Just don't get blown out and don't look like you don't belong.
Or maybe just blow them out.
I'm fine with that, too.
That would be all right.
Then then I start getting giddy.
Yeah.
In the
yeah.
sense
exactly.
that I'm looking at Baylor and thinking they may legitimately be the best team in the country.
And if you go out and beat them by 10.
If you go out and beat them by 15 or something, I mean, whoa.
Then you start thinking,
it's time to recalibrate in a positive sense.
Exactly.
Of like, okay, the ceiling is rising on what this team can be.
It's one of the dumbest things we do in this business. We always predict scores. And when we come back, that's what we're going to do. We're going to give you our thoughts and predictions for tonight's Illinois-Baylor game. A few of you have sent those in. If you want to still get one in, you can on the College of Aces text line 359-2255. Our score predictions will be brought to you by Game Day Spirit. Don't forget, they have their online sale this weekend. It starts at 8 a.m. Saturday, and it runs until midnight on Sunday, and that's at GameDaySpirit.com. Of course, all your Illini gear can be found at Game Day Spirit, and they have two locations, one on Neal, one on Green. We'll be back with our scores and thoughts. It's The Drive.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable. Affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Pia Sports Bar and Grill at 1609 West Springfield Avenue near Mattis in Champaign has a huge heated tent and big screen TVs so you can meet fans and root on your favorite team.
I-L-L-I-N-I. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's. The pregame fun starts at Pia Sports Bar and Grill.
Pia's curbside service is available as you order delicious food.
Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce slugger burger along with great wings and so much more.
Support small businesses like Pia's today. Learn more at piasportspub.com.
Old Man Winter will be here before you know it. Frozen and leaking pipes are two reasons to call ServPro. Immediate action is crucial with water damage, and the ServPro professionals respond quickly and utilize their advanced equipment and techniques. ServPro's action to your problem? Inspect water damage, extract water, dry and dehumidify, and clean and sanitize, restoring it like it never even happened. Call 217-355-0077. ServPro, the number one choice in the area for restoration problems. Franchise is independently owned and operated.
Cash for kids' sake could get you some money just in time for the holidays. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois has a limited amount of $100 tickets to get at their website, give.classy.org/cashforkidssake. The first drawing for $5,000 comes our way December 15th. So what are you waiting for? Get your tickets today. There's a limited amount available. Learn more, volunteer, or donate for this great mentoring organization at bbbscil.org.
Have you heard about the amazing variety of majors at the College of Aces at the University of Illinois? Are the students in your life interested in nutrition and families or animals and agriculture? Do they care about the environment? Do leadership and technology grab their attention? Introduce them to Aces. Here's how. Visit aces.illinois.edu/future-students for must-have info and virtual visits. You can also visit Aces Illinois on YouTube, filled with videos about courses and culture. Aces is more than meets the eye. Learn more, aces.illinois.edu.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. This segment brought to you by Game Day Spirit. Again, as I mentioned, heading to break. This Saturday is their big online stadium sale. 8 a.m. Saturday is when it begins. It ends at midnight Sunday. I will not be around for the ending, but I may be around for the beginning at 8 a.m. on Saturday. I mean, I hope I'm here. I'll be asleep is what I mean by that. All right, College of Aces text line. Brad says Illinois 74, Baylor 71. Dave has 91-89 Illini. John has Illinois 76, Baylor 72. I guess. Oh, and then a 217 says 82-79, Illinois wins tonight. This game plus wins next week puts you in the Dare to Dream territory. Good call.
So no one on the text line has picked Baylor.
No. So it's okay. Up to us now.
The number one team in the country, and no one's picking them.
I think these are Illinois.
Well, number two, right? Because KenPom had them number one.
They had
them
number one. Now Gonzaga's number one. But the point is, Gonzaga's playing in the Pacific, okay?
Got it.
Now, they're going to face Baylor later this week, so that's going to be awesome.
Mm.
But going forward, Baylor's resume opportunities to be number one are far greater than Gonzaga's.
That's fair. All right, so what do we think? Isaac, I'll let you start it. Does Illinois win or does Baylor win, and what is your score?
I've been going back and forth all week.
By the way, Piper said Baylor 75, Illinois 70, which he went with what you did, which was the national title game.
This is tough because obviously I want Illinois to win.
Well, we know. I mean, you know, right.
Yeah.
Because I always say the same thing. I'm like, this is hard. I'm like, well, I mean, everybody knows I want him to win.
It's kind of like earlier you were saying, what do you want to win versus what do you expect to happen?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go homer. I'm going to say Illinois 68, Baylor 65, Io has 31.
Okay. I am going to say Baylor 81, Illinois 76. High scoring game. I think Baylor kind of pulls away late.
Well, you already know mine, but I'll repeat it.
Yeah, I'll say it again.
Derek plagiarized it. Baylor 75, Illinois 70 on late free throws. You have your chance, and that's all you can ask for, really, against a team that good.
So Trevor, Derek, and I are the party poopers.
Ooh.
And Isaac is the guy that you can cheer tomorrow when we come in here and talk about an Illinois victory over Baylor. That's going to be awesome. All right, got to thank Derek Piper today. He was in Indy when he joined us, thanks to him, and also Brad Sturdy, Orange and Blue News. Jason just said, thank you, Lon. Usually the opposite happens. It is true. It's like, very true.
Like when you bet.
Like when I said that we'd lose to Nebraska 41-17 or something, and that's about what we beat them by.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep doing that in football. I mean, I got Iowa winning like 63-0.
Now all you need to do is go somewhere.
Yeah.
And then something will really happen.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Brian and Matt Tuna late went 73-72 Illini. The text line still undefeated with Illinois. Let's hope they're right. All right, boys, we'll do it again tomorrow. Derek Piper will be back. You guys have a great night. Isaac, thanks. Good job tonight.
Get your Red Bull.
Let's go. It's a drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.